Time now for our regular monthly campaigns update from RNIB. Ross and Shameen join us, and a couple of guests as well, to talk about some burning topics. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. Ross, what do you have for us today?
Hi, Alan. So in this month's update, we're going to be hearing from Kate, who is our campaigns and public affairs manager, and is going to be talking about RNIB's cost of living parliamentary drop-in event. And we're also going to be hearing from Eric Mathies, who is a policy officer and covers inclusive journeys. And Eric is going to be talking about a recent campaign win for accessible buses.
Thanks so much, Ross. Lots to get our teeth into today. So let's start with Kate. Tell us more.
The focus of the event was on the cost of living and how people with sight loss face additional costs, which are being exacerbated by the rising cost of living. We had 57 MPs from parties from across the House attend and properly engage with what we were saying. They took part in a board game which demonstrated how the additional cost of sight loss without the proper support can set people back, using some of the quotes from our e-action, which some listeners probably contributed to. MPs took part in a quiz or were ranked on a leaderboard depending on how highly they scored, which was quite compelling. MPs took a lot of time to sit down with Ross, who's on the call, and Jason, who were demonstrating screen readers, to both sort of highlight how expensive that technology is in order to just be able to access the websites, but also how important it is that websites are accessible to blind and partially sighted people. And we also had representatives from the employment team and from the Sight Loss Advice Service to talk about the challenges that blind and partially sighted people face, but also how RNIB can support these MPs to support blind and partially sighted people in their constituency. So we've got a lot of follow-up to do after the event, which members of the Campaigns and Public Affairs team are getting stuck into right now. But that means that there's lots of opportunities, not just for our team, but for teams across RNIB.
I like the idea of the quiz. Okay, you know, you can't beat making MPs competitive, I think, with each other to come out on top. So a lot of interactive stuff going on here. So not just a talking shop. Are they getting a chance to actually hear from some of their constituents face to face? So will there be more of that? Because obviously cost of living is not going to go away anytime soon.
Yeah, so we had campaigners there to talk about their own experiences of the cost of living with sight loss, which I think MPs really appreciated, which were really beneficial. We really appreciate the input from people who are giving up their time to come and support RNIB's work, because it really is invaluable.
In terms of the MPs who weren't able to make it along, will they still get to hear about what went on? Will they get to hear all those crucial points?
Yeah, so every MP who attended left with a personalised briefing about sight loss in their constituency, and every MP who couldn't make the event will also be getting a copy of those briefings. So it's not just something that stops when they leave the drop-in room.
And if you'd like to hear more about the event itself, Toby was there for us. If you podcast, go to your favourite provider, search for RNIB Connect Radio, and you can listen to the very busy and very active event as well. No doubt Kate will be back with more news on the progress there. But as Ross mentioned, there was also news for you today. We're going to be looking at public transport, in particular looking at buses. We've got Eric with us, Eric Mathies, and some good news on what seems to have been a very long-running campaign to make bus travel more accessible.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been going on for years. RNIB, other sector partners, and our tireless campaigners have all been asking for audio-visual announcements on buses, which have existed in some places like London for years, but don't exist in some other big cities hardly at all, never mind rural areas. So we're really glad to hear the Department for Transport has recently announced they've brought in rules to require almost every local bus or coach service in Britain to provide audible announcements and visual displays to identify the route and direction, each upcoming stop, and the beginning of any diversions, which is quite an alarming thing for a blind or partially sighted person. If you're on a bus that you know and suddenly it veers off in some strange direction, that can be a really anxiety-producing thing that we don't need. The government is supporting this with some funding for smaller bus and coach companies to make these changes. And they're also being given more than 3 years to do it. So almost all vehicles are required to comply with these new rules by October 2026.
It's great to hear this is happening, but as you say, Eric, you know, campaigning has been going on for years now to get something like this. Yes, there's a huge cost implication, but at the end of the day, you know, they have to make their services accessible. So it's good news for the smaller operators as well that there's funding there which they'll be able to access. What worried me was almost all buses. I mean, do we know what bus companies would be exempt? Is that any clearer?
There wasn't a lot of detail in the announcement so far. I certainly hope it won't be entire companies that will be exempt, but I think it might be in some situations where to update it with the stops as you go along, you need to have some kind of GPS, some kind of signal. And I think not all areas of the country are well suited to that, but I'm not an expert, so don't quote me on that. There's not a lot of detail yet, I guess is the main point.
But we will be following that as well, because obviously we hope that is the deadline.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but bus companies do tend to gradually replace their buses as some get out of date or they need more for whatever reason. So hopefully they'll just kind of phase this in and we won't have to wait for 3 years for this to get everywhere. In the meantime, until we have audiovisual announcements on all buses, until we can rely on that, it's really important that bus companies ensure their drivers are educated on best practice for helping passengers, like always stopping at bus stops. If they see someone with a white cane or a guide dog there, they should always kind of stop and let the person know the number and the direction of the bus, so that if it is the bus we want and there isn't any other way to find out, we've got a chance to actually get on the bus.
That is a hugely important point. You know, you're not talking about making a big capital investment, big financial investment. It's purely and simple a bit of training that says if you see a cane or a dog, just stop and let people know.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be complicated and expensive.
Thanks so much, Eric. Shameen, you've got the details there if people would like more information on this or perhaps would like to comment on some of the stuff we've been talking about or just learn more about campaigns.
Yeah, if anyone wants to find out more about any of the items mentioned today or find out how to get involved, you can email us campaigns@rnib.org.uk or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. You can also check out our news page at rnib.org.uk/news, and you can select campaigning as a news topic, and that will filter out all of the relevant items for you. Or you can also follow us on Twitter using our handle at @RNIB_campaigns for regular campaigning updates.
Yeah, why not get involved? That's it for this month's roundup. Thanks so much, guys, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio, and we will speak soon.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thanks, Alan.